Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, November 17th, 2025. Opera House Arts is looking for people who would like to take part in a community reading of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol at the Stonington Opera House next month. They say everyone is welcome. No theater or memorization is necessary. I think that's theater experience. Readers of any age are invited to read a short segment of the classic text. The length of the segment that participants will read will be determined by the number of people who sign up to read. They ask that folks sign up before Friday, December 5th at 5 p.m., and they'll notify you by the following Monday, December 8th, with your approximate time slot and the text segment that you'll be reading. The reading is going to start at 2 p.m. and run until about 6 p.m. on Sunday, December 14th at the Stonington Opera House. It'll be a live community event, free, and you can find more information at operahousearts.org or by calling 363-2788. Registered nurses at Holton Regional Hospital are planning a two-day strike starting tomorrow, according to the Maine State Nurses Association National Nurses Organizing Committee. They are striking to protest management's refusal to address their deep concerns about staffing and patient care and for a fair new contract. They've been in negotiations for more than a year. Their last contract expired in November of 2024. They say, quote, "Short staffing in the emergency department has been an ongoing issue, particularly during the night shift. Nurses say patients are often housed in hallway beds due to lack of available inpatient beds and the severity of their conditions. Nurses say closure of the hospital's maternity services is putting patient safety at risk. Since July, the hospital no longer provides labor and delivery or postpartum services, so ED nurses have to stabilize pregnant patients for transport elsewhere and to deliver babies in the emergency department." Tennille Nason, an emergency department nurse, says, quote, "This is a close community. Our patients are our neighbors. We have seen over the last 5 years the emergency department consistently filled with sicker patients. To provide optimal, timely care, sicker patients require additional staffing, but staffing has not changed. We need to do better for our community," end quote. Hospitals have been taking financial hits, and many are looking at drastic measures like closing units or closing altogether, but their top administrators are still doing okay. According to Cause IQ, Holton Regional Hospital's top administrators are slated this year to receive compensation packages of $574,000, $409,000, and between $200,000 and $300,000, depending on their position. That kind of money goes pretty far in the county. You can read those numbers at causeiq.com. Meanwhile, Activate Maine has launched a community-powered statewide database connecting people with food resources and vice versa, all in one place. The database is set up so that anyone can add resources using a simple form. You can find that at activatemaine.com/snap. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.